Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. If you're giving your all to someone and it's not enough, you're giving it to the wrong person.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ain't no stopping us now.
stopping us now. I know. Ain't no stopping us now. We've got the group. We got it.
Oh, yeah. We're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Wait, what's going on?
What's all this noise?
It sounded strange for sure.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. I'm hoping that we're on the air. Are we on the air?
We are.
Chris?
You already know. We right here, live and in full effect. Yeah, okay, baby. Good.
I got to have some of that juice, though.
It was that Beyond part that was coming through, I believe.
Let's have some of that delicious Blind and Beyond juice I've been hearing about. Now, don't spill it now. There you go.
Ah! I feel good.
Oh, yeah, I feel good. Yes, I do. I feel really good. I needed that juice.
As opposed to anything,
I got that Blind and Beyond juice. Oh,
whatever it takes.
Juice is so good. So listen up, folks. You know about the $50 gift cards?
Yep.
That's right. So we're going to give away. You got to enter. You got to join. You got to write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org to get it. You got to put your name and phone number and what city you're calling in from. And then we're going to pull names starting November 27th. We'll be pulling names out. And if your name is called, you got 10 minutes to call in to get it. That's $50 gift cards from Public Territory. And if you're not in Public Territory, you got a Visa card, $50. Okay? That's the story right now.
I mean, that's a nice gift there now.
Yeah, it's a nice gift for Christmas. That's right.
Seriously?
$50 gift card. Yep. But you have to join to get it.
Yeah, that's easy, though.
Oh, yeah. Now I got to tell you another story. This is about me. You won't believe this story. And I talked to my great Dr. Schuster about me. Listen to this story. I always tell you what's happening to me, so I'll tell you another good one. You know, I went blind due to stress. That was rare. Now listen to this story. Beginning of the week, I went for my checkup, and the doctor noticed my number was 28. And he was concerned about 28.
Michael, a lot of people don't know what number you're talking about.
Your
talking
pressure
about
numbers.
We're talking about your numbers. Glaucoma numbers. Everybody has numbers. And you should get your numbers checked all the time.
At least once a year.
Because if you don't, even though you're blind, you still need to check it. Because that goes, doesn't make a difference about your vision. It makes a difference if you want to get headaches. If your number's too high, you get all kinds of problems with your brain. Not just your sight, but with your brain. Anyway, he was concerned about the number 28. So he says to me, before it goes any higher, it might go to, who knows, to 40, 50, who knows? He said, I want you to take this medicine. I want you to come in here. So I wanted to see if it's going to drop. So I come in a couple of days later, and it's at 40. 40. Oh, my God. He says, Michael, we got to take stronger medicines. I said, what's plan B? He says, well, plan B, I got to bring it down. So you'll come in here Friday. Can I get in here? He said, you'll get in here. Because I know he doesn't work on Fridays. So he doesn't work on Fridays. He came in special to see me.
And Friday was his birthday.
So he did his magic. Oh, so when I came in, my numbers went to from 40, it dropped to 32. So he was concerned. It was happy that it dropped to 32, but still concerned there was a 32 because he was worried that if he pulled it down too much, it might bleed. And he wanted my eye to bleed. So he did his magic on me. And I'm not going to tell you what he did because it was gross. You don't want to know. All I'm going to tell you, it's about needles, not in your hand either. Anyway, he did his magic and it went down to number one. Well, now he says, now it went to the other extreme. You're bad if it's high and you're bad if it's too low. So now it's too low. So now he did some other magic. He got it up to 5, but he's got to get the numbers up to 10. Your number's got to be somewhere between good, between 12 and 15, 12 to 16. That's good. Starting 20, that's bad. So from 10 down is bad. And from basically 20 up is bad.
So you didn't tell them this was a Saturday.
So now he told me to come in on Saturday to start working on it.
Which was yesterday.
So he came in on Saturday. He had a key to the building, and he opened up the building, and he told me to come in at 9:30. I couldn't believe all this because he came in Friday. He's off. He came Saturday. The building was closed, and he saw me on Saturday. He said, Michael, I want you to go home. Don't move. Don't do anything. And let's see what happens with this eye. He's doing all kinds of medicines. Lynn doing get me all kinds of medicine. He's got my eye all taped up. So I go home, and then he calls me at home. How you doing? By the way, he called me at home a few times that week to see how I'm doing. No doctor's going to do that. Going to keep on calling you at home, keep on coming on when he's not there, coming on Saturday. Now he tells me to come in this morning. I came in this morning at 9:30 again. So we went yesterday morning. The building was closed. He called in today. The building was closed. I said, Lynn, this doctor's unbelievable. He is unbelievable. So if you need a doctor that really, really cares, and I'm going to say right now his name is Dr. Gerald Schuster. So you need a doctor about your eyes? There's only one doctor. There's only one. His name is Dr. Gerald Schuster. He's in Maitland, Florida. Who cares? Nobody cares like that. You tell me any doctor's going to come in on his day off on Friday, especially come now on weekends. Lynn said he came in, he has his tennis shoes on and his shorts on.
Just ridden his bike 10 miles.
And he came in on Saturday morning. He came on Sunday morning. Now my number is at 10. Thank God. He said, you're doing good. He's going to see me again this week. But he said, the worst is over. My eye is still taped up. He said, but the worst is over. He fixed it up. So I know what he did. Just so you know, years ago, he put canals in my eye. Each eye has a canal to drain the liquid. Because all your eyes, just whether you know this or not, you tear. What's the word I'm looking for, Lynn?
Drainage.
Your drainage. Of your eye. So he put canals. What happened was he thinks my scar tissue blocked up the tubes. So he had to open it up. That's why he was messing
only
with
me.
Yeah, only me. That's the story. Dr. Gerald Schuster, thank God for him. So I said to the doctor, see, I gained all your, you went to school for me. So thank you for going to school. So you went to medical school for me. You learned all this stuff. All right. So you need a doctor? I'm recommending Dr. Gerald Schuster in Maitland, Florida. Is a not only a great doctor, but one that cares. Okay?
He's a sweetheart.
That's the story. We're going to go to break.
Yep.
Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to come back. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Don't go away.
The holidays are upon us, and as we say, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We will be giving out $50 gift cards to loyal listeners. If you live in a Publix supermarket's territory, you have a chance to win a $50 Publix gift card. If you live in a state that doesn't have a Publix, you have a chance to win a $50 Visa card. Just send your name, phone number, and city and state of residence to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you don't have a computer, just call Chris at 407-894-1680 and register your name with him. December 6th is the deadline to register. We will be calling out registered names each week starting November 27th. When you hear your name, you have 10 minutes to call Chris and win your gift card. Holiday giveaway ends Sunday, December 18th.
Spectrum Power Studios. At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
The holidays are upon us. And as we say, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We will be giving out $50 gift cards to loyal listeners. If you live in a Publix supermarket's territory, you have a chance to win a $50 Publix gift card. If you live in a state that doesn't have a Publix, you have a chance to win a $50 Visa card. Just send your name, phone number, and city and state of residence to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you don't have a computer, just call Chris at 407-894-1680 and register your name with him. December 6th is the deadline to register. We will be calling out registered names each week starting November 27th. When you hear your name, you have 10 minutes to call Chris and win your gift card. Holiday giveaway ends Sunday, December 18th.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. That's right, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And this is the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. If you missed the first hour or any part of the shows in the last, well, say 7 years, don't forget to go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org and check us out, because they're all there. blindandbeyondradioshow.org. They're all there. We keep them. We archive the show. When this show's over, we archive it, and it'll be there for so many years. Lynn, you're up.
Okie dokie. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome back Roland Mattern. And if you don't know by now, Roland is the director of marketing at eSight. Welcome back, Roland.
Welcome back, Roland.
Hi, Roland.
Hey, thank you. Good to be here once again. Well, hope everyone's doing well.
You're welcome, and sorry that Gary's having internet issues.
Yeah, he's going to keep trying. If it works out, he'll jump on. If not, we'll have to make do with me.
That's right. We'll just settle for you.
The bar is very low tonight.
How are you, Roland?
I'm great. It's been very busy. The fall is always a convention season, so we've been busy at the American Academy of Ophthalmology, the Cy Letson in Canada, American Academy of Optometry. We're at the NCSAB conference last week. So we've been spreading the word on Eastside to various stakeholders.
That's fantastic.
That's been good. We had a great response, as always. You know, the floor is very busy. I think we spoke to well over 100 ophthalmologists in Chicago and 30 or so optometrists in San Diego. So it was very, very fruitful.
That's great. And by the way, Gary just
joined us.
Perfect.
We'll give him a second to where is he?
That sounds great.
So while we're waiting for Gary, let's talk a little bit about the one and only Eastside. Tell us about Eastside.
Well, Eastside is our product for central vision loss, as your audience hopefully has heard. So it's really for individuals with visual acuity of 20/80 to 20/800. And, you know, in many cases, our users get back to functional vision 20/20, so they can recognize faces, read, they can navigate the mall or the city they're in, they can travel with it. As Gary has told us many times, he's really gotten his independence back using the product and pursuing his hobbies and travel. So it's been a great opportunity for me to really have an impact on people's independence and quality of life. And that's really our company mission, is to improve quality of life by enhancing vision.
Okay. Roland, I don't know if you met David yet, our co-host David. Dave, say hi to Roland.
Hey there, Roland. Good to have you on with us, man.
Hey, David.
I've listened to you before. I don't think I've had the pleasure to say hello there. So.
Well, it's great to meet you finally.
And Gary, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Gary Foster.
Hello.
Hello, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Glad to have you back. Glad you got on.
Yeah, I'm having internet trouble here, so I had to use my phone.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what David's doing. He doesn't feel bad. Yeah, he prefers the phone. So anyway, not to interrupt. So continue, Roland. And then Gary, you chime in anytime.
Yeah, of course. So, you know, we help patients with a variety of retinal diseases. It's not really specific to any kind of disease. It's just the loss of central vision. So whether that's through AMD or Stargardt's disease, or we have a lot of success with optic nerve atrophy. So it's agnostic to the disease state. But if you're out there and you're losing your central vision, your visual acuity is approaching 20/80 or is getting worse than that, then look us up, because we just might be able to help you. And we'll ship the device right to your home. You can try it in your real-world environment. We set you up with one of our coaches. They teach you how to use it right in your home and talk about your visual goals, what you want to achieve with your enhanced vision. And we give you some tips and tricks to achieve those goals, and we let you use it for a few days. We're always available to answer questions, but we'll follow up. And if you choose to purchase, then you'll become part of our community. You'll have a coach assigned to you that you can reach out to anytime. 5 hours of coaching time comes with the device. And as I think we mentioned recently as well, we've got financing coming available for our customers as well. So we'll be able to get the price down to as low as $199, in some cases even lower, per month. So it's a great time to look up Eastside.
Well, that is excellent.
Yeah, the financing is really a big help these days.
Absolutely. A little bit helps. And we're trying to get it down to sort of like a cell phone type cost point. So,
wow, that would be amazing.
Help people get more access to the device.
Yeah. So, Gary.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Nice to hear you again.
That's the same here. So tell everybody your angle. You use the Eastside glasses. And which version do you use?
I'm using version 4. Yeah. I started with the second version back in 2015. And I've been sailing along. And as they upgrade, so do I. And I have to say that it's as the versions, you know, as they moved along, they gotten easier to use. The one that I'm wearing now, it's not unusual for me to wear this up to 12 hours a day if I'm at a convention or something like that. And I mean, it's very, very powerful. It's absolutely changed my life. You know, I always ask people, what do you want to do? What do you miss doing? And quite often I'll hear simple things like I like to read, or I miss sewing, or, you know, watching television. Well, those are the easiest things to do with Eastside. I mean, it's in my case, I'm 2400. And when I wear my eSight, I test to 20/20. So it's absolutely phenomenal for me. You know, examples say the most. For example, I can thread a needle. And without my eSight on, wow, that would absolutely be impossible. And when I put on the eSight, threading a needle is as easy, maybe easier than it used to be, because with 24 times magnification, which your eyes, you know, normal eyes don't have, I can blow up the needle and the thread. It looks like I'm putting a rope through a donut.
Yeah, it's funny. Usually when Gary and I are traveling together, we're navigating an airport, he sees the signs I'm looking for before I do. Yeah, it's almost
impossible. I have to interrupt you both. This is Mike. I have to interrupt you both. I'm talking to my listeners now. Do you listen what's going on now with eSight, folks? Do you listen? Well, listen to yourselves. If you're blind, this won't help you, okay? I'm sorry to tell you. These glasses will not help you if you're blind, totally blind. You can't see nothing. I'm sorry. It won't help you. But if you have any kind of light perception, if you have any kind of light, if you have any kind of sight, am I right, fellas?
Up to 2800.
That's where it starts. It starts with you have to have light perception first. You have to have light perception, right?
Yeah. You need peripheral vision, because the way the technology works is we take the camera image, we run it through a software that allows you to manipulate the image to make it easier to see with magnification, contrast, and brightness, and those and color filters. But you're really using your peripheral vision and your parafoveal vision to get that information to your visual cortex in the brain, so you can see the image. So you do need peripheral vision. So it's really for central vision loss, but with peripheral vision. So for example, retinitis pigmentosa and glaucoma, we're not the best technology for that, although we do have some users that it seems to help, but it's really for that central vision loss profile. So AMD, Stargardt's disease, those kind of things.
You understand that, folks?
So, AMD, for those who don't know.
Macular degeneration.
Diabetic retinopathy is a good one for us, too. And of course, diabetes, unfortunately, is on the rise in North America and the rest of the world. So patients with diabetic retinopathy and vision loss because of scotomas due to that, they do quite well with eSight as well.
But folks, if you're not sure, listen to this one. If you're not sure, call. Call them and ask them. Then you got nothing to lose. It's a free call. Call and ask. Don't forget to say you heard on the Blind and Beyond radio show. And just call up and say, listen, I heard you're on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Can I ask some questions? And then you ask some questions and find out maybe you can apply. Got nothing to lose to apply.
Yeah, Mike, we just put a button on our homepage on our website, and it's called Free Consultation. If you click on that, there's actually an automated questionnaire where you can assess your candidacy. So if you're a good candidate, it'll tell you, hey, you're a great candidate. Book an appointment. We can have someone reach out to you. You can put a calendar appointment right according to your schedule, and then we can give you a call and see what we can do for you.
I asked Gary a quick question. Gary, I'd love to hear about how you use it for travel, because I could see now I'm totally blind, so it wouldn't be for me, but like going in the airport, I would think you're going to have so many different types of signage and stuff, and obviously it works great for that. So I'd like to hear a little more about how you use it when you're doing the traveling.
Well, as soon as let's say I'm dropped off at the airport, because I can't drive with the thing. I mean, that's out of the question. But as soon as I'm dropped off at the airport and I walk in those doors with my eSight on, as any normally sighted person would do, I can just stop and scan the room. If it's something far away that I need clarification, I just zoom up on it. For example, when I see a departure screen, before when I used to have normal vision, I'd walk up to the screen and then I would scrutinize the screen. Now that screen can be 50 feet away and I can zoom up on that screen. And more importantly, I can just push a button and freeze that image in my eSight. And then I can zoom up again on that image, so I can make it so that it's like a billboard, and it's the easiest thing in the world to read.
Unreal.
So when I walk into an airport, I just scan the room. I'm looking for like what airline, you know, that's easy, because I can just scan and look and see what airline counter I want. I walk up to it. I go up to the machine where you get your
your boarding pass, and I just go through the motions like any normally sighted person would do. And then I will go to the gate, go through security. Like I go through the airport. I navigate the airport with ease. As a matter of fact, many times I've been accompanied by someone else going to a convention or whatever, and I'm the navigator.
I can see why too. I mean, because you can find out the signage even faster. Now you don't freak out guys in security too bad with those things, do you?
I was just saying the same thing, Gary. Yeah, David.
In the beginning, I had been challenged, and especially with security, you can imagine I was challenged in the beginning. I'm talking back in 2015. Nowadays, I go through an airport. Very rarely am I challenged. And when I do encounter someone that's not familiar with the device, I explain that this is a medical device. Right. I call it my electronic eyewear. And I explain to them, and that discussion generally becomes a very, very positive thing, because all of a sudden they're fascinated. They're fascinated. Right. Is that really true? What does that do for you? So the longest delay at security for me these days is answering the questions that come at me. So, and I love it.
And
I
don't mind those, I'm an ambassador. Sure. Right.
Yeah.
At that point, you're the walking, board for the things. But the main thing is that security, knows. And I'm sure once they, for the most part, they're usually happy to get us through the lines pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah. So. It's not a hindrance. If anything, it just makes life easier.
Sure.
Everywhere, whenever there's any concern, they're fascinated when they find out what it is. And to be honest with you, I'm treated like a bit of a celebrity. I mean, I think I get a real kick out of it, because let's face it, folks, to put something on someone and can take them from 2400 to 2020 with no surgery involved or anything like that, you just put it on and away you go. I mean, that's pretty fascinating. I consider myself the Johnny Appleseed of eSight.
There you go.
I got to interrupt. We'll take one caller. If anybody out there would like to call in and ask Gary or Roland as far as any questions about the device, now's the time to call in, 407-894-1680. You can ask Gary or Roland anything about the device, 407-894-1680. We're not going to bite you. You can just call in and ask your question. Don't worry. We're all here. We're all friendly. Don't worry about it. Just call in and ask the question.
One of the times.
No question is stupid. Remember that.
One of the times that they were on, somebody asked if it was heavy, if you'd like to address that, Gary.
This new design with the halo, it actually distributes the weight of the entire device around the my crown. So it's like it's very well balanced. The battery's on the back and the eyesight's on the fore, like in front of me, obviously, but that weight is distributed all around. So I can honestly say it is heavier than previous versions, but it actually is more comfortable and feels lighter because the weight distribution makes it, it's just like wearing a hat.
Well, you could put on a baseball cap over it, correct?
Yes, I explained that on our last call. I learned by accident that yes, I can wear a baseball cap with this thing, and you thread the brim of the hat between the halo and the eyewear, and then when you put the hat on, the halo now sits partly on the hat and partly on the back of your head. And actually, for a lot of reasons, that's handy, because if you're outside on a bright sunny day, that, you know, the peak of your hat is shielding the eyewear from the direct sun. And even on a rainy day, these aren't waterproof, but with the eyewear underneath the brim of my hat, it's completely protected. So I've worn it out in the rain as long as
I might have created a new thing, man. You had better get that, get it run through a patent office, I think.
Well, as a matter of fact, if you go to our site, our website, you will see pictures of a fellow wearing a white ball cap
And that happens to be me. So you can actually see how it works.
It's actually interesting. Nice. You get that question more often than you'd think. I think I haven't been to one show where somebody doesn't ask, well, can you wear a hat with it? It's really kind of interesting. So thankfully we have that picture on our website.
Yeah, that's the look now. Everybody wants to wear their baseball cap.
Yeah, if you're like me and thinning up top a little bit, you got to shield the noggin from the sun a little bit too.
There you go. Plus, a lot of times our eyes are more sensitive too. So, this really sounds like a very important device for travel.
And now it's great to have financing. That makes it all easier for people to finance it.
Yeah, we're trying to find ways to make it accessible to as many people as possible, which is why we're so focused on a variety of stakeholders so they can offer it to their patients or at least make them aware. And then, of course, when it does work, we want to get it accessible from a financial perspective as much as possible as well so people can take advantage of the technology.
I also understand it's available at the veterans.
We have absolute 100% VA coverage at the VA, absolutely. And we also qualify for a service-disabled veteran-owned small business with our partnership with Marathon Medical.
Oh, listen to that. So now listen, folks, SBA and also the veterans. So if you're involved in a business or you're involved with veterans, well, now you know it's something else.
So where's your next show that you're headed off to? What convention?
We're going to be at CES with our commercial partner Gentex in January. And the next medical conference that we'll be attending at the ATIA is actually in Orlando in February.
Right.
And then we'll start the retina conferences. I think the first one is in March or April. I can't remember the exact date. So we'll start again up in Q1 with the conventions and various meetings we attend.
Q1 23 coming up fast.
There you go. You'll be in our hometown here in Orlando.
That's right.
Well, thanks for calling in, folks, and thanks for being part of the show. Can't wait to have you back again soon.
And we wouldn't say Happy Thanksgiving because theirs was in October, right?
Yes,
that's correct. Yeah, we're already past ours, and yours is coming up in 2 weeks.
Yep. It is. Yeah.
Getting my turkey in 2 weeks.
That's well, perfect.
Happy Thanksgiving to you folks.
Thank
happy
you.
Thanksgiving.
Thanks
what
for
if
coming
I start
on
celebrating
we'll
now? That way I can celebrate both.
Thank you, Roland. Thank you, Gary, so much.
Thank you
always.
Both. Thank you
thanks
both.
Thanks for having us. It's always a pleasure.
Okay. Thank care, you, so guys. Both. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be back. And when we come back, we'll go to our next trivia. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone, and they don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance over other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That's WAYMAPNAV.com. Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions, one that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. That's right. This is your host, Michael. The phone number, the call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. I'm going to say it nice and slow. 407-894-1680. That's the number to call in. And now, yes, now it's time for trivia. Trivia time, trivia time, trivia time.
Oh, yes, it's trivia time, trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time, trivia time.
Trivia time.
Take a chance because it's trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
Okay, all right. This is your host, Michael.
Woo!
That was something, David. I love that trivia. I love that little jingle. And Braille Music and More, great company. So if you need transcriptions from regular sheet music to over to Braille, that's the place to go.
They do anything.
College, if you're blind school, that's the place to go. What are you going to say, David?
They do everything and anything. Graphics, it is amazing what they're capable of doing.
scientific stuff. If you're a student, you know, I mean, it's about the only place you can get all that stuff done in one-stop shop, basically.
All right, now it's time. Let's see who knows this song. This was a big smash record. This was a big record. Let's see who knows it. 407-894-680. Who is singing this song? This was a big, big, big record. Dance with me. Oh, come on, baby. Sing the song.
Dance
come on
with
now.
Me. Oh, hold me closer, closer and closer, much closer, while the music plays. My little darling, won't you dance with me? Oh, hold me tighter, tighter and tighter, much tighter, while the rhythm sways. Put your lips to mine, while the music blends. We're no longer strangers, now we're more than friends. So dance with me, dance with me closer, closer and closer.
Who's singing this song? Big record.
We'll be lovers when the music ends.
Okay, Chris.
Whoa.
Big record. Who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. What?
I don't remember. Did they sing that song in our booth at the trade show in Vegas? I don't remember them singing that.
That guy was up to no good. That's all I know.
But you know what's funny? I'm talking about dancing. I only had a couple of my life slow songs, Dance With My Wife. That's right. She never did a fancy dance with me. And I have a friend.
You have a friend?
Yes, same Sid. He was on Burke and Bansing with me. You know, his wife, he's married 44 years to the same woman. She never saw him dance. And he won this contest. He came in second at the American Bandstand contest. He was a real smooth dancer. I mean, I was one who did splits and everything else. He was a smooth dancer. I don't consider myself a smooth dancer. He was a smooth dancer. And his wife never saw
him dance. What kind of dance did you like to do the most, Michael?
What they called you.
They used to call me Jitterbug.
No. Rubber legs.
Rubber legs. Yeah, rubber legs.
Jitterbug.
And Jitterbug. I was a Jitterbug, too, because I was always doing the crazy splits and all, American Bandstand. But my wife, Lynn, here for 35 years, she's never only danced a couple slow dances with me. She's not a dancer, she says. No. So, who knows?
Brenda and I don't dance too much together either, but we have it a few times.
So, who's singing that song? By the way, you know, sighted people can dance, so can blind people. Blind people can dance, too.
Sure.
I even saw Sheila Young try to dance, but she was too much on the table dancing. I had to tell her to get off the table. I had to tell her to get off the table. I had to tell her, get off the table, Sheila, you'll break the table.
Uh-oh, must have been one of those parties before I joined. See, it's a good thing I got on the board. Now as blind and beyond it, now we're a nice upstanding group.
Sheila's with
her. Yeah, she doesn't have to. Yes, she doesn't have to know we're talking about her.
She was supposed to co-host tonight, and David was kind enough
to come
to slide into the position.
That's all right. I am ready at all times.
But nobody knows who's singing the song. Big group.
Well, it's so old.
I don't
dance with me.
I have an idea, but I'm not sure.
We have a lot of people from South Florida that always know what these songs.
Yeah.
And listen to the show before. It's called Ken Held. Ken Held has all these songs. He has a
on WFTL.
Yeah. Yeah. The show before ours plays oldies.
Yeah, Ken they Held. Got some good show. They have a good show there.
He used to be on Magic.
Yeah.
106.7.
Oh, now you're so smart.
Yeah.
He's all over the place, that guy.
Well, and yeah.
We used to advertise ourselves when we had rock and roll shows.
Yeah. Hey, but now he's on the right station, the station with the Blind and Beyond radio show's on. Yep. So
that
is the thing. Of course, then there's WKB.
Hey, Chris, am I calling in? I'll have to tell the answer.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to have to give this answer out today, Mike.
Wow.
It's
nobody,
a sad,
nobody's
sad
calling
one.
In.
Sad day.
Nobody's sad calling day. In. It's a sad day. Oh, give the name. The group was the same group that gave you, listen to this, Under the Boardwalk.
Under the Boardwalk.
The same group that gave you There Goes My Baby.
Wait, maybe somebody's
the same group that gave you Searching. So what group is it? Let me know.
Under the Boardwalk.
There Goes My Baby.
There Goes My Baby.
You don't know it?
The not song, that one.
The group is called The Drifters. The Drifters. The Drifters.
Yeah. I almost gave it away when I said about the booth in Las Vegas. I started to say Drifters.
We had them live on our show. When we were in the clothing business, we had the real group, the live, the Temptations. Yep. And then we had the Platters one year. We had the Drifters, and we had the Platters. We had the Temptations.
Well, don't feel bad, Michael. Last time I was on your show last month, I had one that no one guessed, and I was feeling really down about it. But I was redeemed to this week. So,
Hey, Chris, see if while Lynn's looking up this paperwork, see if you can find There Goes My Baby. Because
I'm not looking it up. It's right.
See if you can find There Goes My Baby. I'll play just a few seconds of it. There Goes My Baby by the Drifters. I'm sure they know that song.
All right. Well,
they'll know that one.
All right. Listen up, Dave. While Chris is looking for the song, I want to remind everybody it's a very busy, busy show next week. Join us next week with co-host, you know who, Dave Hillebrandt will be back in his regular time slot. And also, our guests will be Dr. Kaushal Kulkarni. He's a board-certified neuro-ophthalmologist and founder of Itamins. And you'll learn all about the supplement for dry eyes. Our friend Rory Hoffman, the blind musician from Nashville, will be calling in. And also a special segment with Nancy Mello, animal communicator, intuitive, psychic, medium, and clairvoyant.
Next week.
So
next
it's going to be the second hour, right?
Nancy will be on the second hour.
And we're not doing human beings. We're only going to do, she's going to do dogs.
We're going to be talking about guides. Guide dogs and service dogs.
That's what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about.
That is going to be interesting.
It is. We're really excited that Nancy Mello, look her up. She's very well known all around the world.
And our friend from Tennessee,
and he's very well known also.
Yeah.
Every time
I haven't had a chance to talk to him, so I'll be kind of looking forward to that myself.
I can't keep up with Rory. Every time Kelly's posting on Facebook, they're here, they're there, they're in Opryland.
Hey, I gotta tell you something. I gotta interrupt my wife. You know, we got some emails while the show is going on that people don't understand. What I told you about my eye, it's all about pressure. You know, you do blood pressure. When you go into the doctor, they check your heart, they check your blood pressure. Well, when you go into the eye doctor, they're supposed to check your pressure, the pressure of your eyes. That's what we're talking about, the pressure of your eyes. If your eye doctor doesn't check your pressure of your eyes, you're going to the wrong doctor, because it's very important you have your eyes checked. Even if you're blind, you should have your pressure of your eyes checked. That's what it's all about, to have your eyes, because it's not about sight. It's about the pressure of your eyes and what it can cause you. It can cause you
messed up other health.
Yeah.
Burns.
Headaches, God knows what else, your brain.
And I need all the help I can get with my brain, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of your brain, what are you doing with your brain this week,
David? Yeah, your brain. Hair brain.
Well, let me think.
I didn't say that. Did I say that? I'm sorry.
That's okay. I know the truth isn't always pretty, so I'll accept that.
No, you're the smart one. That's why. No, you're the smart one.
What's on your agenda this week?
Well, something tells me I've got a little audio editing possibly ahead.
You might.
I've been doing some recording and of original tunes. So, you know, I'm always trying to whip up something new in that area.
When you finish whipping it up, will you be playing it on the air?
I will. The ones that are playable, you know.
Yeah. Don't forget December 11th. It's the Blind Musician Show, Dave. And there's going to be six of our friends who happen to be blind and also talented musicians. We'll all be on the same show. So
that's
maybe
gonna
play
be
it
neat.
That night. That's so going to
be next week
fun.
Will be very interesting.
Next
week. For those folks that don't want to tune into the second hour, the first hour is fine. The second hour, we're not going to do humans. We're going to do animals, because she's an animal person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She did Miss Green.
Yeah, she's
we will do some of it in English, but
all
All right. So Chris,
the other part will be done an animal.
What are you doing, Chris? He's talking to Carter, I guarantee you.
Carter.
Hey, Carter. That's the man that has a phenomenal show right after ours here on WOKB, a great music show. So if you're listening to WOKB here in Orlando, our flagship station, be sure to check out Carter because he puts out some serious jams on that show.
I know what else I wanted to say to everybody. If you you don't forget to get your flu shots, because now we're going into the season. We're in the season now. Michael and I got our flu shots about, I don't know, Mike, a month ago, 3 weeks ago. I think it was in October. And we're going to get the new booster for the COVID as soon as Michael's finished with his eye visits. We're going
to
go.
I need to as well.
Yeah, we're going to. I don't want to, but we're going to.
Oh, no, I definitely want to. In fact, I was at the doctor's office, my doctor, for a regular visit just a couple days ago, and they were out of the flu shot, which is kind of a bummer. So,
and there's a senior version, Dave, just so you know. We get the senior.
Is he a senior citizen?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's behind me, but he's still a senior.
Oh, anybody's behind you.
Yeah.
I'm behind you all the way.
Yeah.
You can count on my support.
Get your flu shots and think about getting the new COVID booster. This is a lot of crazy things going around.
No, I think it's smart. I mean, because there's always new variants and, you know, hey, we update our cell phones. You better update your COVID shot, too.
That's right. So anyway.
Anybody calling, ask me any question before we go off the air. Curious about this pressure business. Let me know. Maybe I can help you.
And don't forget to write Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org for that Christmas giveaway. So you can get yourself a $50 gift certificate, which is pretty darn cool, I would say. So that's a good, a big meal, you know, from Publix.
Thank you very much for David for coming on the air with us tonight.
We appreciate it.
I was in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood?
I thought I'd stop by.
That's
huge. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Here's a tribute to you.
Hey.
Who rhymed with neighborhood?
Chris is on
there. Chris.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry. I seen a car pull up in the parking lot I didn't recognize and just kind of broke down. So I was just trying to figure out what was going on outside. You know, I'm security tonight.
Yeah, I
think you did the smart thing.
Yeah.
So I apologize. I'm back. Okay.
Who's your neighborhood?
The riffraff.
I want to give a shout out to Sandy in Lake Worth, Florida. She called in to register for the Thanksgiving.
Very nice.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Well, you'll get
Hi, Sandy.
Glad you're listening, Sandy. And
glad you're listening, Sandy.
On another show. I want to thank you, Chris.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For a nice show.
Thank you, Chris. Lynn. Thank you, David.
Thanks,
David. Thank you,
Chris.
Michael.
Hey, is Carter there?
He's getting ready to pull in now. He's running behind the ball.
All right, I'll tell him. We already gave him a big old shout out. We've been plugging his show. So.
Yeah, I'm quite sure he's going to come in and say appreciate it. So I say it for you.
Thank you, guys. So we're going to say goodnight, all. Love you all. Good night. And listen, don't go away. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all.
I'll be here.
You will.
Good night.
Count me in.
Good night.
All right.
Bye, Chris.
Listen, you guys have a great night. Do everything I would do. And listen, be safe, and it's a fantastic weekend this weekend, too. Just so you know, Mike, it's classic weekend for us.
Yes.
Yeah, classic weekend. So it's football, 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 football. Thank you so much.
I'm ready.
All right, have a good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
You too. Go, Bethune Cookman.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We there.
many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way.